You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion. Delivered by conflicting media reports, we connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. And most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest and repeat offender, Fred Facinelli. Facinelli Associates, welcome.
Good morning, Ron.
I guess with you, I better not say repeat offender. That might be taken the wrong way, so.
Repeat defender?
Repeat defender, that'll work. We'll explain that inside joke here as we move along a little bit. I got that tunnel again going. Gotta love it. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Obviously, being a beautiful day on Ron Siegel Radio, we have to find something to celebrate. We always have something to celebrate. What are we celebrating today? You can't make these things up. I'm sure that probably three quarters of the people that are listening to us right now, maybe even more, have no clue what I'm about to say is today's celebration day. I don't know why we even threw it in there. Today is National Dewey Decimal System Day. You can't make it up. It is celebrated every year on this date because it is the birthday of Melville Dewey, inventor of the Dewey Decimal System of Library Classification. Obviously, that was done well before Google, because it might be even easier just to find the stuff through Google, but the Dewey Decimal System is or was still in place. What if they use that in the libraries nowadays if they've got the Dewey Decimal? Fred, you might know that because the lawyers, they're in the world of you know, libraries all the time.
We use the computers a lot, but you know, there's nothing that the great thing about the Dewey Decimal System is it allows you to browse. If you're looking at one particular thing, you'll find other things of interest on either side of it. And I love it, to tell you the truth. That sounds really geeky, but
okay. Well, we'll stick with that. We'll buy that. Moving right along, I guess we should continue our conversation today. Did spend an extended amount of time yesterday, went back to school, sort of. When I was at Chapman College, they don't have Chapman College anymore, now it's Chapman University. We used to have the economic forecast. I hate to say this, I didn't notice which forecast they provided yesterday. I think it was a 32nd or 33rd forecast. I served on the staff for the third Chapman forecast. I worked, learned there, went to them before that. Hate to say that, but I did. Talked a lot about the economy, what's going on, where we are headed in 2016. They had a pretty good sized miss for Chapman in this last forecast, and they attributed most of the miss to oil prices. Not that they didn't see the oil price and the issues there. The item that they missed in their forecast was how much the fracking, the cost of building these plants and the infrastructure would drop when oil prices dropped. Interesting concept. Well, they'll fix that this year, and we are looking at oil being down $36, $36.76 a barrel right now. Wonder when our prices and gas are gonna start following that. California, we still like to charge ourselves way too much money. we're spending a lot of that. They say that it's got to do with our building of roads and that we haven't had an increase in the gas tax recently. So there are some in the transportation world that want us to increase gas taxes. Yet Chapman's forecasting that Californians going to have, California will have an $11 billion surplus. $11 billion. I'm sure they'll find a way to spend that money. But then they also talk about the fact that CalPERS has decided that they're not going to get that 7.5% rate of return that they were anticipating. A 7.5% rate of return?
You know better than that.
Yeah, it's going to be 6.5%. So they're saying that they're underfunded by about $160 billion. Amazing. Gas prices, though, $2.01 is the national average. Here in the state of confusion, we are at $2.66.6 average. There are still about 23 states that are under $2 a gallon. And, well, let's see who's leading the pack. It is still Missouri at $1.76 a gallon. So if you need to go fill up, go to Missouri and then come on back. Just a thought. But our economy is still doing very, very well. You can ask the President of the United States. He's in touch with 282,000 people filing first-time jobless claims this past week. The economists, they were expecting 270,000 first-time unemployment filings. Import prices declined 0.4%. And oh yes, the Federal Reserve is planning on raising the short-term interest rates on the 16th of December. We're still looking at about an 80% Fed futures anticipation of them raising the interest rates. Now, one thing that Chapman didn't talk about, and they didn't allow us any time for questions, I will reach out to Drs. Doty or Adibi to find out the answer. Larry Summers was coming out. Now, he's the Treasury Secretary, I believe, under the Clinton administration, talking about the last time we raised interest rates after a prolonged period of a low interest rate environment, low GDP environment, 1938. Now, I know that Jim Doty would remember that well. I can say that because I know him. I know he would remember 1938 well, but they didn't talk about it. They only talked about what's happened since World War II. So it will be very interesting to see what they have to say about this when I reach out to them. Will it create a new recession or maybe even worse, as it did in 38, a depression? Yeah, we'll see what they have to say. Moving right along, you know that I spend a lot of time chatting about what happens in the city of Anaheim. And the reason I spend a lot of time chatting about the city of Anaheim is basically it's a microcosm of Orange County. A lot of things that happen in Anaheim then end up going on to the rest of the county and sometimes into the state, a big economy in the city of Anaheim. Well, it wasn't such an exciting time to be at the city council meeting this last week on Tuesday, chatting a bit about their redistricting plan. And, you know, the idea of redistricting was led by Mayor Tate. Not a wise choice, in my opinion. Councilman Vanderbilt was in on the idea of promoting the districting. What is districting and why is it that I feel that it's been bad practice for any city, no less Anaheim? The concept here is that you're going to set up these districts within the city. Each district will then be able to elect one council person to represent their district at the city council. But here's the issue. When everybody is required to get the acceptance of the entire city, then all the council members represent all the people, supposedly. Well, now when they go into these districting, if you're in the district and you need a new stoplight, and a stoplight, they say, I don't know how it is, but they say, costs the city about $250,000 for a stoplight. Well, you need it in your district, you propose it to the rest of the council, the rest of the council says, I don't want to spend $250,000 for your district. How are you going to get it done? If all the council has to get the approval of everybody in the city, Well, then if a stoplight is needed in the West, the people in the East know that they have to go to that those voters to get reelected. Think about that concept. Now they've got to go do some backroom deals to get enough votes to get that new stoplight approved, because the rest of the district is saying, the rest of the council is saying, yeah, I don't want to spend the money. Think about that. Now, I have my own opinions about the mayor of Anaheim. You've been listening. You probably know my opinions about the mayor of Anaheim. I'm not one of his biggest fans. But why did this change? Why did they already come up with a map and now they didn't approve it after it had already gone through the council the first time? Yeah, well, it has to do with that backroom politicking. Councilman Jordan Brandman switched sides of the fence. Why? Well, he's running for Congress now, and he wasn't getting the publicity or the backing from the Democrat Party, and they've pretty much, it seems like, strong-armed him to go and change his vote, and guess what? He did.
Nothing like a little air superiority.
Yep, so thank you, Councilman Brandman. We are back to the drawing board. I think the whole idea should be repealed. They won't listen to me, but I get to share my opinion on Ron Siegel Radio because you are listening, and I share my opinion all the time. You can reach me anytime. Call our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. When we come back, we will chat with Fred Fasanelli. We're going to talk a little bit about the holiday season and what if you're irresponsible and drink too much. We'll talk to him about that. We're also going to talk about selling your home twice, down payment quandary, and the White House and Congress. What are they doing with Social Security rules? Gotta know it. We'll talk about it. Call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. Stay tuned. We'll be back to listen to people.
Our house in the middle of our street.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Ron Siegel Radio Date Night Trivia, presented by Reunion Kitchen and Drink. Friday, Ron will pose a question based on air conversations during the prior 7 programs. The person to post the answer according to the guest conversation will win a date night package, including a dinner gift card for Reunion Kitchen and Drink. You might even be able to say hi to Ron when you visit Reunion Kitchen and Drink.
It's not every day your home gets flooded, but when it happens, you've got the good people at APRIS on your side. With over 25 years of construction and insurance experience, they can turn any disaster around, making your home good as new. For 24/7 support, call 844-GO-APRIS or find us on the web at www.apris.me. Day, night, rain, or shine, when it happens to you, you know what to do. Go APRIS. Remember, call 844-GO-APRIS. That's 844-462-7747.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Real Time Real Estate segment today brought to you by the real estate professionals within the Area Trusted Professional Program. Yeah, we talk about the Area Trusted Professionals on a regular basis. I am going to share a little bit more information about that with you. But how do you get the true value of your home? Well, it's very, very simple. If you go to those online services, you will get the wrong value of your home, but you can get it there. That's not a problem. How about texting PEAR, Professional Equity Analysis Review, PEAR, to 79564. You'll have a 10-minute conversation with a real estate professional in your neighborhood, and then you will get the report that gives you some indication of what your home's true value is. Yes, Trulia, Zillow, they're going to give you values, but look at their report, look at their websites. They will tell you that the values are not accurate. Interesting. And in many instances, one of the things, if you're thinking about selling your house, we've talked about this before, do you realize a real estate professional has to sell your house twice? Every time your home is sold, it has to be sold twice. Almost every time, about 70%. Why is it only 70%? Well, 30% of the time, people are paying cash. 70% they're financing. You got to find a buyer, figure out the sales price, negotiate that transaction. And then you've got to make sure that it is approved and comes out the same valuation when you deal with the appraiser. So you've got to prove to them the value as well. A lot of different professions or reports or surveys discussing this. Quicken Loans came out with their Home Price Perception Index, talking about the valuations where people are actually selling their house and the appraisals are coming in 2 to 3% less than the contract price. Think about that. Bottom line, every house on the market has to be sold twice, once to a prospective buyer and then to the bank through the bank's appraisal. In a housing market where supply is very low, demand very high, some home values increase rapidly. One major challenge in such a market is the bank appraisal. If prices are jumping, hard for the appraisers to keep intact with that. Got to deal with it. That's why you need a great real estate professional. Most people, it's amazing how many people I know, and how many transactions I see where they're dealing with their largest asset, their home, and their largest liability, the mortgage, and they're using a family friend who they never know and may not have ever done a transaction in their life. Simply amazes me. Great information, just text PEAR, P-E-A-R, to 79564, and we will get you a professional equity analysis report. Now, it's very interesting. We hear all the time about those folks that are dealing with holiday parties. I think we've got an invitation for every night for the next 3 weeks where we've got holiday events and appearances and parties going on, sometimes once, sometimes twice a day. And it becomes very, very simple to get caught up in not sleeping properly, not eating properly. I don't have that problem. I eat consistently, but drinking too much. And every story you hear, it talks about drink responsibly, understanding the law, don't overdo it. Now we've got, you know, we've got our official transportation company of Ron Siegel Radio, ALS Services, great limousine company. And Robert's been on the show several times with us. Uber is now readily available. Leave your keys somewhere behind. But if you have a problem, what are you going to do? Well, we're going to chat with Fred Fasanelli today. He is a criminal defense attorney in the house with us. Fred's been with us in the past. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Ron.
Glad to have you with us. And let's chat a little bit about this. Do you see a lot of DUI or under the influence cases?
I see a lot. And
Is it enhanced this time of year?
Yes, it's significantly enhanced just because of more people on the road and more people engaging in parties.
What are some of the ideas that you've seen to try and beyond the obvious, you know, give somebody else your keys, Uber, transportation company. How can we tell is there a way that we can tell or we can see if our friend has overindulged? Because the requirements by law may not be as much as when we're visible problems.
Well, alcohol itself is a very complicated issue itself. But if you really look at see what the police ask you when they stop and ask you if you've been drinking, one of the questions that they ask you on their pre-field sobriety test is, do you feel the effects of the alcohol? Have you been drinking, sir? Yes, I have. Do you feel the effects? Yes. Now, I mean, as lawyers, we can twist that. Well, you know, the effect could be that I'm full because I had a beer and, you know, beer's like, you know, liquid bread. But what they really mean is, do you feel the effect of the alcohol? And if you feel the effect of the alcohol, then you're impaired. Most people don't understand that. On any DUI, there's two components. Everybody believes that driving under the influence or being over 0.08, that's one count. Which is what they refer to as the A count. And then the B count is driving while under the influence. Now, driving under the influence is, effectively, did the amount of alcohol you consume impair your ability to safely operate a vehicle? And what the way they constantly prove that during a trial is they bring in a criminalist from the sheriff's department. And they say, oh, well, you know, I know that the law is that driving over 0.08, you're presumed to be impaired, but I believe everybody's impaired at 0.05. And if you remember last year, the year before, there was a push by the National Transportation Safety Committee to lower the driving under the influence range to 0.05, down from 0.08.
That's pretty, so then it really becomes very subjective, right? I mean, if you're saying that we've got the one part, A part being 0.08, that's obvious. It either is or it isn't.
Yes.
And then whether you're impaired, you know, that's somebody's opinion.
Right. And what you really break down to is they go, oh, well, you know, I think the majority, they always say, I think everybody's impaired at 0.08, but I think a majority of people are impaired at 0.05. Well, the question is, all right, well, does my client fall into that majority of the people of 0.05? And then you look at the evidence that the people want to bring against the defendant, like dash cam video, field sobriety test, things like that. And dash cam video, it's usually pretty good as far as when they're showing people driving, are they weaving back and forth? And that's really for the people who are 0.1, 0.12, 0.13. They do a lot of weaving. But with 0.05, you're not going to find bad driving. Usually what you're going to find is that somebody may have crossed over a limit line, you know, an inch or two, and, you know, a police officer uses that as probable cause to stop and pull them over. But as far as the other things they want to use, a very subjective test would be field sobriety test. That's when they have you stand on one foot and...
I have a bad knee. I couldn't stand on one foot if I had to.
Well, I have good knees, and I still can't stand on one foot and balance myself, even when I'm sober.
Let me ask you this question, Fred, though. Here's an interesting thought. Somebody mentioned recently that they had overindulged. They got in their car, realized that they were overindulged, never left the parking lot, but they were in the car, and they were arrested for drunk driving. Is that something that's legitimate, or is it somebody making up a story?
Well, actually, today my friend, another good friend, lawyer of mine, is starting a trial at Murrieta for attempted drunk driving,
which is TEMPT is 664 of the penal code, and they say it's a direct and ineffective attempt at committing a criminal act. So if you're in the car with your keys in the ignition and you know you're drunk and you just can't get the car into gear because it's a stick and you're not used to driving sticks, well, is that enough, direct and ineffective attempt at a criminal act? Could be. But then the other thing is, hey, it's cold outside. I was drinking. It's cold. I didn't have room for a hotel. I was freezing. I turned the heater on and I put the seat back to recline and go to sleep. Well, that's a completely different event. Is it a direct and ineffective attempt?
Interesting. Okay, so we've got a very definitive answer from our attorney, a definite maybe.
That's why you need to call a lawyer. And I want to, let me drive this point home. The best way to avoid getting a DUI.
Save that. We're going to talk about it when we come back. The best way to avoid getting a DUI from the attorney himself. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we are also going to chat about the down payment quandary. How do you save 20% for a down payment in Southern California? And the White House and Congress, what are they doing to Social Security behind your back? Did you hear about it? Well, you will today on Ron Siegel Radio. And if you want more information on any of these issues, call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal Housing Lender.
Southern California attorneys have over 15,000 real estate agents to call in Orange County for their personal and professional needs. Why do they overwhelmingly call Melinda Johnson? Simple. It's the Melinda Johnson trifecta. Melinda is an attorney, real estate broker, and realtor. Does your family deserve the same professional services California lawyers demand? Call Melinda Johnson at 714-863-5485. That's 714-863-5485. Or on the web at freedomfirstproperties.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037 and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report and it is wrong. The reason I know your credit report is wrong is they're all wrong. In the years I started looking at credit reports in the 90s. Tells you how old I am, sorry. I've never seen a credit report that's completely accurate. Never. Like, I looked at my own credit report last week and they have me down with three suffixes to my name. I don't know any of those people, but it's in my credit report. Ironically enough, they are all wrong no matter what you do. So what do you do with Credit Sanitizer? They've got the solution. Speaking of wrong, unbelievable. The down payment quandary. People trying to save 20% for a down payment. Think about that one. Why would they be trying to save 20% for a down payment instead of buying a house? You do not need 20% as a down payment. I've been sharing this with you over and over again that it's not necessary, not required. There are programs for as little as 0% down if you're a veteran. If you're looking at doing a loan and no one asked you if you're a veteran, get a new loan broker because they're not doing you a good service. The values, the amounts, 6% is the average for millennials is what they need as a, what they've used as a down payment so far this year, according to Ellie Mae. 6%. There are many, many options. So don't hold up buying a house because of that down payment situation. We told you, CoreLogic, they're looking at over a 7%, I think it's 10.2%, is what they're saying is going to be the home appreciation in California next year. Chapman didn't come out with a number that high yesterday. We'll be talking more about that in the days to come. But just think about it. Where's your numbers? Where do you stand? That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Been chatting this morning with Fred Fasanelli, Fasanelli & Associates. He is a criminal defense attorney. We were talking about the irony, the funny one, if you didn't catch it, attempted drunk driving. I guess if you're, in my days, back in college days, I shouldn't even talk about stories from back then, but attempted drunk driving, we might not have been able to even find the car in certain days, but you can get do some of those things. We were much more foolish back then. But that's probably not part of attempted drunk driving when you can't find the car, is it, Fred?
No, I wouldn't say
that. We can get away with that part of it. But also we were talking about the best way to avoid a DUI, and Fred was going to share that with us. Obviously, we weren't talking about calling Robert over at ALS Transportation. So give us the best way, Fred.
The best way, and it really is, it was a great hanger, but the best way to avoid DUI is just don't drive after you drink, especially during these holiday times. It's
don't drive at all.
No, don't drive at all. There's so many ride-sharing, you know, apps out there. There's Uber, there's Lyft, all these other great ones. I particularly like Uber. I think it's a fantastic program. I also really like Ron's suggestion, get a limousine, because it's always there waiting for you. It doesn't cost much. The cost to defend a DUI, on average, is about $3,000 to pay for your lawyer. Myself, I'm a little more. There are other ones that are a little less. And then if you're going to go to trial, you're probably looking at another $3,000, $4,000 on top of that. And then in the event that you lose, then you're looking at another... The odds are when you put all the fees and everything together and the increased insurance and all that, you're over the life of a DUI, you're looking at somewhere around $15,000 of money spent after you have a DUI. Not to mention you're also subject to search and seizure because you're going to be on probation if you lose. So the best way to avoid all that is get a rideshare program. Have somebody else drive it. Get a designated driver.
The idea here is, if you know, if you're going to a party and you have any inclination that you're going to have a drink, the time to make that decision as to how you're going to deal with it is before you leave your home that night. Because once you've got to the party, and had a drink, that's when your decision-making process has already been impaired.
Oh, yeah. And that's what I always think is really interesting, because they're talking about how alcohol impairs your ability to make decisions, and then you're supposed to make a good decision after you've been drinking. So you really have to plan ahead of time. But as I told you before, that you'll get a criminalist in there who will say anybody, the majority of people are impaired after 0.05 or above. And just to put things in perspective, if you're, say, 120-pound young man, say you're 21, you're about 120, or say 140.
About 140, I think I weighed that when I was in grade school.
Well, you and I have different numbers associated with that. But two drinks over a period of an hour will put you in 0.05.
Two drinks in an hour.
So if you do a shot and you do a beer, you're 0.05. And then if you want to think about how long it takes to sober up, you burn off 0.015 blood alcohol level per hour. So it takes very little time to get to ramp up the BAC, but it takes a much longer time to burn that off. And coffee just makes you sober. Coffee doesn't make you sober, it just makes you awake.
So let's think about this 8444 ALS limo.
Oh, yes. 844 ALS limo, I would definitely recommend.
And you know, I don't know. You would know the numbers better than I, Fred, but the numbers that you've cited as far as costs seem very, very conservative to that which I've heard.
They can go way up, because that's not taken into account. There are a lot of lawyers out there who are inexpensive, and they'll make you feel good, and they'll take your money and plead you guilty. There are the lawyers that I run with who work very hard at defending their clients, and you know, we want to make sure that we protect the Constitution one defendant at a time. That's the way it works. And if the people have a case and they can prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, well, then they prove it beyond a reasonable doubt. But if they can't, then the person who we defend, well, you know, their constitutional rights are protected, and the rest of us in turn are protected. So I'm happy with that. So, but the fact of the matter is, the more information you put into a case, the more experts you use in a case, the better your chances are of beating that case.
At what point in the process, if somebody's foolish enough to go and drink and drive, at what point in the process, after they've been caught out, and I've got quite a few friends who are in law enforcement, and they basically tell me that, you know, there's a massive percentage of the people that are on the road after like midnight are under the influence of something.
Oh yeah, it's like shooting ducks in a barrel, because when I went to Chapman, I used to hang out with this little old lady named Mary Lou Haas. And she used to tell me that if you can't get it done by 12 o'clock, it probably ain't worth doing. And I totally agree with that. If you can't get your things done by 12 o'clock, people should be off the road. If you've been drinking, you should be off the road, because the probability of getting an accident, or somebody having an accident with you, like a DUI person colliding with you, even if you're sober, go up exponentially.
I like that. If you've been drinking, you should be off the road. And if you're the one that hasn't been drinking, the other guy that's on the road, he has been, so get off the road also.
Yeah.
either way, you should be off. So the question becomes then, you're foolish enough not to take this advice. At what point in time should somebody call you?
Oh, like the day after. Because there's two components. There's what they refer to as the criminal component, which is fine, fees, going to court. There's also the DMV component, which is within 10 days of, you know, getting pulled over and getting arrested. Not charged, but just getting arrested. Within 10 days, you have to call you at the DMV. And if you don't, your license is suspended for a year. So, you know, you're entitled to have a hearing, a DMV hearing, if you get arrested for DUI. And if you don't do that, they automatically suspend your license if you don't request it.
Interesting. Okay, so we got to call you right away.
And, you know, I had a case just a little while ago down in Newport Beach. They pulled the lady over for driving without her lights on. She called me the day after, sent my investigator, Mike DiMatteo from DiMatteo and Associates, sent him out to the street that she was pulled over on, got some security video that showed her lights were on in her car. So it was a good thing.
Get what you pay for.
Yes.
Newport Beach is probably a good area for you, because there's a little wealth there.
Well, there's a little wealth there, and they're very, very vigilant in pursuing drunk drivers in Newport Beach. A lot of bars and a lot of young people driving when they shouldn't be.
It's amazing to me that we still have the young people doing that. I mean, when you were at Chapman, when I was at Chapman, you know, no one had ever heard of Uber.
No.
And we hadn't heard of Lyft. And, you know, those things weren't available. If you wanted a, you would sober up before a taxi would show up.
Yeah. Lucky for me, I had a fraternity house I could sleep at when after those parties.
Yeah, we don't want to get into the fraternity stories because I helped start a fraternity at Chapman, and I know where those head to. That might cause a little bit of problems there, but we'll save that story for another day. But we do want to talk more with Fred about using a private attorney versus a public defender. How's the cost handled? What are your success differences and variances? And we're also going to talk about what the White House and Congress have done to our senior citizens, and they don't even know it, with Social Security, all that and more. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. As I always tell you, if you want to meet any of our guests, all you need to do is call me at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a loved one who wants to stay in their home, but you have health concerns about it? The Preferred Care Team understands the challenges of caring for your loved ones. Their goal is to keep seniors as independent as possible while maintaining their health, safety, and overall well-being. Whether you need just a few hours a week or 24-hour care, Preferred Care caregivers are trained to meet your needs. Call Preferred Care at 714-696-9150. That's 714-696-9150, or visit preferredcare.com.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. As your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment is being brought to you by your Household Board of Directors. What? You don't have a household board of directors? Shame on you. All you need to do is text ATP to 79564. ATP to 79564. We will introduce you to the people that will help you create a household board of directors. You need a tax professional, CPA, one of several types of attorneys, financial planners, credit repair, mortgage, real estate. All these folks are part of that household board of directors. You need them, and they're available complimentary in your neighborhood. That's why we call it ATP, Area Trusted Professional. Text 79564. So what did the White House and the Congress do to our seniors this time? Well, more than a month after the act, what act is it? It was the most recent agreement within with Congress where they're the budget deal. Both sides wrote something called Title VIII, or dealt with Title VIII, which covers changes to Social Security, particularly those who are looking at dealing with their ex-spouse or those who are looking for what they call file and defer. If you don't understand those two terms, what the, believe it or not, ex-spouses have more rights against a person's Social Security than a current spouse. Very, very seldomly or remotely known law, rules in the law that if you're married over 10 years, you can file against your spouse's Social Security. And it can be done multiple times. We can't get more than six or seven times because people perish that in that time frame. But independent entitlement of divorced spouses is being addressed. The getting back to where we can have the current spouse have as many rights. Wait now, file now and wait so you get that extra bonus. It's a $500,000 decision. Social Security, when you take it, is a $500,000 decision. And they're looking for ways to shore up that system because the government has taken your money that you put away. They've taken and used it for other things. Just the way the government works, we're not watching, and they do it. Beware, that is the Word on Wealth segment. If you want more information on that, just give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Allison Ferguson. She is an expert on Social Security, when to take the benefits, and how you can benefit from it. Okay, and that's part of our household or area trust professionals. When you text ATP to 79564. Continuing our conversation this morning with Fred Facinelli. He is a criminal defense attorney. We're talking about those people who have had too much to drink and are not wise enough to give up the keys and use their cell phone to call Uber and Lyft or a friend or stay put, one or the other, any of those things.
ALS.
ALS, our official transportation company of Ron Siegel Radio, all of those different services, they're available. So, Fred, tell us a little bit. I mean, we all hear the, you know, maybe not all, many of us watch TV. That's our, and many of us, that's our the extent of our experience or exposure to criminal law. And we hear about, you know, the private criminal attorney versus the public defender. And I'm a big believer that, you know, you're probably getting what you pay for. Is there a time for each, or give us a little bit of the scenarios there?
First, I think the public defender is a fantastic group of people. They were what I classify as true believers. They truly believe in the Constitution. They truly believe in what they do. Unfortunately, because they're always being drawn upon by effectively the masses, they get compassion fatigue, I think is a good way of putting it. And there are cases where they just don't have the time and resources to dedicate to particular cases. So there are times when, I mean, if you can't afford anything else, I think public defender is great. But you get a great lawyer, but they have people they have to answer to. They have a fixed amount of money. They have so many people they can service well. So what you do is, you know, they break it down to, they triage cases. These are the big losers. Don't give them a lot of attention. And unfortunately, sometime when they triage a case, a real winners, a real diamond in the rough is in those cases, and they get lost. But it's better than not having the state not appointing anybody to you. I think that the lawyers there are very, very sharp. I think the problem being with the public defender's office in some cases is the people who run the management of them.
You just can't, you can't serve everybody to the fullest extent.
What's the difference in caseloads between what a public defender might be required to handle versus what somebody in private practice might handle?
And that's a really good question, because see, like right now, me as a private lawyer, I carry on average 40 cases, period. Maybe 50 on a really busy year, but I'll have, and those go through a different, rate of attrition. Some fall off and settle or go to trial, and others come on. So constantly new ones coming on, old ones going off. The public defender on any given day may have 40 cases for that given day.
For the day?
For the day.
And so, you're talking about 40 for the year?
Yeah, I'm talking 40 for the year.
Wow.
So, 40 open cases. I may take 40 cases all year and, bring them in, generate through them, and dispose of them as time goes on. But, you look at the public defender, they'll come in misdemeanor land. They just come in, people just roll through and roll out, because they just, so many people need their help and can't afford an attorney,
Wow.
So
when you talk to somebody in the private sector of criminal defense, how do you get paid? I mean, I know you set up a retainer and that. Is it a lump sum in advance? Do you take payments? Is it progress reports? How does it work?
Everybody's different, but in general, criminal law is a flat rate fee. Where like civil litigation, you never know what you're going to get into civil litigation. So you're going to be paying a lawyer $350 an hour, and civil litigation goes on for 2, 3, 4 years. Where criminal litigation, on average, if you're talking a DUI, 3 months. If you're talking felony work, 3 months to a year. Okay, it's just the way it plays out, getting discovery and all that other stuff. But for a DUI, they range anywhere from, you find people on the internet who's willing to, take a DUI case for $700, and they deal in mass quantities of people, and they make their clients feel good, and they plead them guilty, and life is grand. And then you see other people who are, who just attack all the evidence, and they go from anywhere from $5,000 to $7,000 to $10,000. It all depends who you're going to be.
Wow. And nowadays, you got to really be careful, especially in so many industries, and predominantly industries that have a weaker lobby group. And I'll use my own as an example. I have a license for, don't have to have a license for doing radio, you can just talk. But in the mortgage world, you have to have a license. In the real estate world, you have to have a license. Mortgage, one DUI, you lose your license for life.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know how many industries there, you might know better than I about that, Fred, but there's a lot of industries, one DUI, and you got to get a new career.
Nurses, there's another group. Really funny is doctors and lawyers, not part of that. They send those people off and get them treatment.
Better lobby.
Yeah, better lobby. But nurses, DUI, lose your license. Like I said, the mortgage industry. And, if you're a private pilot, your private pilot license is gone too. So there's a lot of issues with getting a DUI, and should take great pains not to get one. But as far as knowing about lawyers, if you ever need to, I would say, hey, there's a great website called AVVO, A-V-V-O, and they have postings for all lawyers. You can look up a lawyer if you think about retaining them, and you look up their rating and see what people say about them.
So it's kind of like the Yelp for lawyers.
Yes, like the Yelp for lawyers.
Now, I've also been told, and I'm going to ask you to get your opinion on this, is take a look at the bar number of an attorney. Is there value in that? I mean, I've heard that you can just get an idea of their level of experience by, how are they a new attorney, an old attorney?
No, because I know a lot of old attorneys who are fantastic. I mean, they're like old. I'm 50, but I mean, old is like 70.
Right.
And in my book, and they are just
old,
sharp.
70 is getting younger though, as we get closer.
I feel 50 is the new 30.
Exactly.
But they're really, really sharp, and they have a tremendous amount of experience, and they're just great lawyers. And then I know a lot of young lawyers who are just sharp as a tack and look at things from different angles. And so the question really is, not what their bar number is, but you really want to look at the kind of person they are and whether or not they really love the work they do.
But that becomes challenging for me as a consumer if I were, I wouldn't need it, but if I were to need to make that choice, and you're saying, I need to retain an attorney one day after, right?
And I think that's it. I think that's a, the issue being is why you want to retain them a day after is you want somebody who is a not going to sit on their hands. They're going to go, okay, where did it occur? Where was your field sobriety test? Were you pulled over in a gas station? Yeah. Okay, let's go out and get the video from the gas station today, because a video in a gas station, that stuff only sticks around for 3 to 7 days, maybe a month on a really, really good system. And after that, it usually takes about 2 to 3 months for the district attorney to file a DUI case. And by the time the case is filed, any outside evidence, like video from a gas station, that's long gone.
Great information. We share it with you like we see it. Again, remember our friends over at ALS Limo, Uber, don't drink and drive. We want you to be listening to us next year. If you do make that mistake, give me a call at 800-306-1990. I'll put you in touch with Fred Fasinelli. And be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. Remember my mantra, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.